grace, divine grace, Srila Jayapataka Swami Acharya Pad appeared on the Ekadashi day after Ram Navami among the opulent surroundings in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, America. During his childhood, he displayed extraordinary intelligence and great interest in philosophy and spiritual matters. At 11, when he was affected by a skin disease, at the suggestion of his grandfather, he cured himself by invoking the holy name of the Lord. After graduating from the prestigious St. John's Academy, he entered in Brown University on full scholarship. There, as a fresh enrollee, he was so much impressed by a guest lecture on the life of Lord Buddha that he lost all interest in his studies and began searching for a spiritual master. Realizing that he would not get any bona fide spiritual master in the West, he decided to go to India. But by the will of the Lord, he met the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and joined them on a Radha Yatra day in San Francisco. He then went to Montreal and met Srila Prabhupada. During those days, he accepted ordinary jobs in order to raise funds for the temple. He was then initiated as Jayapataka Das Brahmachari by Srila Prabhupada. In addition to personally serving Srila Prabhupada, he served as Pujari and later as temple president of the Montreal Temple. Following Srila Prabhupada's order, he helped found the Toronto and Chicago temples. In 1970, Srila Prabhupada sent him to India to establish ISKCON centers in Sri Mayapur and Vrindavana. He joined Sri Achyutananda Das and began doing pioneering works of ISKCON in India on behalf of Srila Prabhupada. They would do kirtan, enroll live patron members, deliver lectures, and perform public and private programs in people's houses. In the same year, on the holy Radhashtami day, he was initiated into the renounced order of life, Sannyasa, by Srila Prabhupada. He was given the name Jayapataka Swami. As the president of ISKCON Calcutta, he helped organize two gigantic programs at which over 30,000 people gathered to hear Srila Prabhupada. In 1971, land was obtained at Sri Mayapur for constructing the world headquarters of ISKCON's International Preaching Center, and Srila Prabhupada assigned him to develop the project as his life's mission. I have given you the kingdom of God. Now you develop it, Srila Prabhupada told him. He recognized the deities of Sri Sri Radha Madhava, the presiding deities of Sri Mayapur Chandrodaya Mandir, from a dream he had had years ago while preaching in the West. Since that time, he has worked tirelessly and preached dynamically in India and around the globe. He learned many Indian languages as well as foreign languages and has wonderfully accepted the original Vedic culture, mainly the culture of Mahaprabhu's Bengal. He organized the ISKCON food relief program in India after the Bangladesh war to feed the refugees and hungry people. This program has continued for over a decade, feeding an average of around 4 million plates of nourishing Krishna Prasadam every year to the needy without discrimination. He did a remarkable job during the 1978 flood in Bengal, and sometimes he would even risk his life for distributing prasadam to the affected villages. All this selfless service caused several prominent Indians and tens of thousands of villagers to petition the Indian government to grant him Indian citizenship. In 1978, after the departure of Srila Prabhupada, Jayapataka Swami began accepting disciples on behalf of the Gaudiya Sampradaya. He is at present one of the initiating spiritual masters of ISKCON. and a member of the Governing Body Commission. At present, Srila Acharyapad is continuously traveling around the world preaching the message of Lord Chaitanya. He participated in the inauguration of the 6,000-kilometer ISKCON Pada Yatra to commemorate the 500th appearance celebration of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is assisting in publishing many of Srila Prabhupada's books in different languages. He translated several important Vaishnava texts into English, including Vaishnava K, original written in Bengali by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and is currently preparing other important works, including Chaitanya Leela.